Cattle futures soared on Tuesday as corn futures tanked. U.S. beef exports are blasting higher, according to the most recent data. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 7th of July. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $3.03 higher across the board Tuesday, taking advantage of the wide berth opened by corn futures, which plunged 38 to 41 cents through the front six contracts on the wetter, cooler forecast. Soybean futures closed down between 86 and 95 cents through the front six contracts. Feeder cattle helped live cattle futures close narrowly mixed despite the lack of cash direction and the decline in wholesale beef prices in tandem with climbing retail prices that could challenge demand. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.24 higher Tuesday afternoon at $286.68 a hundredweight. Select was $1.10 lower at $263.31. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on light demand in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. It was at a standstill in the Southern Plains. Last week, live prices were at $120 to $122 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and at $124 to $126 in the North. Dress prices were at $197 to $198. I had results at press time from just one trendable Tuesday sale with any kind of volume. That's for Ozarks Regional Stockyards at West Plains, Missouri, where steer and heifer calves sold steady to $3 higher, while yearlings traded $7 to $11 higher. There are 2,177 head on offer. Nationwide last week, in a light offering, feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $2 higher, according to AMS. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the free Calf News Price Point podcast at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices mostly fell on Tuesday, ending seven consecutive record-high closes. However, the NASDAQ closed slightly higher thanks to gains from Amazon. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 209 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 9 points lower, but the NASDAQ was up 24 points. U.S. beef exports shattered volume and value records in May, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Pork exports also set a value record. U.S. beef export volume for the month soared to a record 133,440 metric tons, up 68% from a year ago, while value increased 88% to $904.3 million. May marked the third consecutive monthly value record for beef exports, which had never exceeded $800 million before March of this year. Record large exports to South Korea, continued growth in China, and a strong rebound in Japan and Taiwan were all part of the strong month. The outstanding May performance is especially gratifying when you consider where red meat exports stood a year ago, says USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom. He reminds that the industry faced unprecedented COVID-related obstacles at all levels of the supply chain and a very uncertain international business climate. These challenges are still not behind us, he says, but international demand has been very resilient and the U.S. industry has shown a tremendous commitment to serving its global customers. For January through May, exports reached 587,838 metric tons, up 15% from a year ago, while value increased 22% to $3.84 billion. Hallstrom cautions U.S. labor availability remains a major concern and limitation for the industry, and exporters continue to face significant obstacles when shipping product overseas. Due to the ongoing fluid impact of COVID-19, food service restrictions also continue to affect several key markets, where dine-in service is either suspended or subject to capacity limits and shorter hours, and tourism has not yet returned in many countries. USMEF remains optimistic that international demand will remain strong in the second half of this year, but the road ahead is not an easy one, Hallstrom explains. The U.S. industry must continue to be innovative and aggressive in defending existing market share while also expanding our customer base by responding to COVID-driven changes in the marketplace and shifts in consumer trends and preferences. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 7th of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.